Okay, if I listened to you correctly, I would suggest one thing, and that is taking the word legal out, because we have a separate whole discussion on a separate line item on legal.
The board has legal expenses, too, is what, I'm getting.
Yeah, well, those need to be in the legal line item, though. And I guess the question is how are we treating the board? Is the board is not defined as a unit,
right?
So where are we parking the board in terms of its costs? And when I say the board, am I talking about just the PNB, or am I talking about both the PNB and the LSB?
Well, right now I was just referring to the PNB.
Okay. Brian here.
This is Nicole. Go ahead, Brian.
Lonnie, I think this is a great conversation, and this is one I want to have, and it's one we need to have. And I'm worried that it's too complicated for us to cram into this motion. What we have here is guidelines we need to get out in the to the stations in terms of what we expect in terms of their budgets. And this is really an enforcement issue. How do we enforce the expense lines that wind up in the budget? And we do have to deal with it. I think we can deal with it at a subsequent meeting. The stuff you're talking about, setting a two-thirds vote threshold, is completely different procedurally. You have to ask the National Board to take that up as a special rule of order. There's a notice requirement. They have to approve that by two-thirds rather than simple majority if you want to create an ongoing policy like that. I just think it takes... That's a great conversation to have, but putting that language in here takes us to a level of complexity that's going to make it impossible for us to pass something today.
Lonnie, Brian, how about if I committed that we just made sure that this matter, as Lonnie has described it, is put on the agenda and remains on the agenda until it's resolved? Lonnie, would that be all right with you?
Yeah, I do have a... I don't want to extend this here, but all it says is PNB and government's expenses shall adhere to approved budgets shall require review by finance committee if they are exceeded. That's somebody has to review government's expenses. Finance committee is logical to do it. Simple sentence, who reviews governance expenses? And I'm suggesting the finance committee should.
Nicole, did you have something?
Jamie.
Yeah, well, I thought I did. I'm really confused here. So here's just what I'm thinking. For me, this is how I see it. That in the central services fees, most of the governance expenses are covered. So I don't see why this would be any addendum to stations budgets with what we were talking about. I do think we should break down all the governance expenses within the national office budget, which is underwritten by the central services fee. Absolutely. And that's all, you know, for the governance discussion. But with regards to the station's budget, already my thoughts are, why are we complicating this if the governance expenses are already included in the central services? Mike, you've got a great addendum about a legal contingency line item. I think that's great. So I'm getting really confused about this governance stuff and just trying to cut through, not be too stupid, and say it's in central services. That's a different budget, and we can drill down on that in the national office.
James?
Yeah, it strikes me that this amendment puts language about one specific spending item in this motion. But, I mean, actually, we should be concerned about all spending items that deviate from the budget. And this motion from Brian, really the only... As Brian has said, it's more of an enforcement or an adherence issue, which is a little different. This is making a reasonable budget based on reasonable fundraising expectations, which, you know, we can certainly have another motion around this issue.
I concur with Jamie. And Lonnie, and I don't want to, I think Brian is correct. I think it's a very important point and a very important point in the context of our discussions. But can I just commit to you that this, the entire enforcement issue, not just with governance, but with other issues, needs to be a separate agenda item. Can we do that?
Sure, but it'll come up in the 2009 budgeting process.
Of course it will.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to be doing the 2009 budget, and we're going to be, we'll put this on the next agenda. Okay,
great. That's fine.
This is Summer. Can I be put on the spot, please?
Yeah, Summer, you're next.
Okay, just two quick questions. I mean, I agree with tabling this issue, but what I would like to know, and I had requested this a few months ago, is the last fiscal year's audit in 990 done? Because I find it helpful in formulating what to be done next year by looking at what happened in the most recent fiscal year. And I've already been told, like, to just echo what I think the WBAI people have said, is that, you know, our budget, I think, is not based on reality. I mean, that's basically how it's been presented to me, that, you know, the numbers, both income and expenses, are not realistically arrived at, and I think it would be helpful to look at the most recent tax year in order to see what is realistic in terms of, you know, to formally request the latest copies of audits in 990s for the last fiscal year if they're finished by now.
Yeah, sure. On the Pacifica.org website.
Yeah, I did. I've got what's on Pacifica.org website, which is the 05-06 fiscal year. It's not the latest tax year, so I'm looking at those now. Actually, I've got them downloaded on my computer.
Okay, I can give you the latest one. Just call my office or send me an email. We'll do that.
Now, all right, thank you. Yeah, I'd appreciate it.
I'm putting that on. Lonnie, we built up a pretty long item list of request items that I really need to visit with you about at some point, but that's another one. So,
Sherry.
I'm sorry?
Sherry.
Let me finish that thought. The 07, Summer, the 07 audit figures are part of every income statement. When you get those, when I send out those income statements every month, I include the 07 audit figures. Of course, it's not the audit document, but the figures are there to compare directly with 08.
I appreciate that, but I would like to see the actual audit and the 990 because I'm used to reviewing those. So
they're available.
Okay, thank you. Well, I'll send an email, but they're not on the website. What's there is from the
I wonder why they were at one point. Let me just see what happened there. Okay.
Yeah, maybe
don't
some technical
issue. Don't forget to CC me on that request, Summer, so I can track it.
Okay, thank you. Just, latest 990 and audit, and I had requested that some time ago, but it may not have been finished at that point.
Oh, okay.
Sherry?
Thank you.
My concern is that the 07 990 be available on the website.
Let me look right now.
Okay, yeah, I would agree. I mean, from a legal public perspective, the latest tax year should be up on the website.
It actually was there. I'm surprised it's not there. It was up there. I saw it 6 months ago. So let me see what happens.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. So move the agenda.
Yeah. Are there any objections to adoption of the 7 items as amended? Hearing none, those items will be adopted. Paul, you and I will work on making sure we have the right language, and I will circulate that back to Lonnie and Nicole for dissemination to all units tomorrow. With regard to that same issue, I did it in reverse order for a logical reason, and that is the policy seemed to be important before we talked about timeline again, but timeline is also on the agenda. The proposal that is sitting on the agenda for draft budgets is to have draft budgets from all units by July 15th. Is that any objection to that, Lonnie? I know KPFT is capable of doing that. We're just using the word draft, but can we do that?
I'm happy to hear that KPFT will have a draft on the 15th. I did not know. KPFA has its draft budget done. KPFK, I have no clue where they are in the process. We'll certainly try to find out, but they've been preoccupied with their current cash situation. And the same is true, I believe, of WBAI. And that would leave WPFW, which I believe they've started, but I don't think they're... I'll see what they can do by the 15th, and I'll see what they actually have.
We've got to get the message out that we don't want to throw this budget, especially on a year like this, together, you know, within the last couple of weeks. That's critical.
Yes.
Let me ask you another question on that, and I'm sure there may be some other questions. Yes, Sherry.
No, this is Nicole. Just quickly, I wanted to just let you know that with regard to KPFK, we do have a new CM in there. We've made arrangements for him to come up and spend three-quarters of a day at the national office next week. Lonnie's aware of this, so we can definitely sit down with him and, you know, help ease him into the budget-making process. I know his LSB will be very supportive as well. But let's just keep in mind there is a brand-new GM But Efren's very skilled and talented. So he does have a business manager that can also, you know, of course, really manage the process as well.
This is Summer. Can I ask a quick question, please?
Go ahead, Summer.
Of Nicole, we have scheduled with Efren to come in next week to see how in compliance with the financial policies and procedures manual we are. Do you know what part of the week the new GM will be gone? Because I'm not.
Yeah, he'll be gone somewhere on Tuesday. He's coming up on Tuesday.
Okay. All right. I think we were planning to be in there on Tuesday and Wednesday. I just want to, you know, have some time in which we can interface with him. So maybe we'll shift
absolutely.
That. Absolutely. Okay.
I
all
think
right,
that's
great.
Great.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
Terrific.
Let me throw another question about this timeline on the table, especially in the context of a new strategic plan and long term recovery. It was explained to us maybe a month ago in one of the NFC meetings. The national office budget goes last in terms of order of consideration. I'm wondering why, perhaps, especially in the context of you all, Nicole and Lonnie, in the middle of the throes of a potential long-term strategic recovery plan, and what I heard Nicole say tonight, which got my attention, and that is eliminating duplication where possible in the budget and trying to figure out what this I just went blank on the word, the central services fees, what they encompass and what's involved, and sitting in on my own local finance committee last night, where I heard the term redundancy come up a number of times in the questioning about national office expenses and local expenses covering same items. What about the idea of starting with the national office?
Hey, fine with me. I mean, it's been 9 years since I've gone through the Pacifica budget making process, Mike, since I was GM at KPFA. So,
well, I've never done it, so.
It sounds fine to me. Mind you, I'm still not sure, you know, what everything is covered by. So this will be revelatory.
Well, we can start. But as I say, the proviso is that you don't know what the revenue is for the national office, because look at the policies that we're proposing right now. The very first one is that no unit may budget more listener support than it forecasts in the current fiscal. Well, that has implications for what central service income will be. And if the stations are not finished with their projections and their budgets and these other items, you don't know. You can choose a number and guess on what the revenues will be for all the stations and then say that's going to be the revenue for the national office, but you don't know. We can start, but you have to be clear that number will change as stations try to nail down their budgets. That is fine. But if you don't know your revenue in the budgeting process, it hampers you. And we can't vary by 100,000. That's a lot for the national office. Give or take 100,000 is not an acceptable variable. We have to know what that revenue is. Because you don't want to end up laying people off or even hiring people based on revenue figures coming from the stations if those are not solid numbers.
Well, why don't we base it on the net revenue that came in this year from the stations?
Well, will the stations have the same net revenue this year, next year, as they do this year? That's an open question.
Certainly, it should be no more if we look at item number one on the policy.
Well, I think they're going to have less. That's my worry.
Well, let me follow up with this, Lonnie, and then I want to get some input from some other committee members, but including Nicole. But In the state budgetary process that I was involved at one point, there was a two-phase system, and the first phase of the system before we got to markup was to look at performance and to look at budgetary issues from the standpoint of performance. What were the categories of performance? What were the FTE categories of performance? And were they necessary in the context of the goals of and the mandate of the agency involved? Would it not be beneficial from the standpoint of understanding that we have to have a long-term recovery plan here, we're dealing with a lot of issues, to start with the national office with the idea that perhaps we wouldn't be nailing down final numbers until we got to markup, which would be the second stage, but that we would be looking at the national office from the standpoint of performance review to determine whether FTEs were necessary and what those FTEs were doing in comparison to substantially similar FTEs that may be located at other units.
Well, we're going to be reporting out on the national office FTEs as a part of this process, so that information will be there.
No, but am I talking about the order of having that discussion early?
I'm saying yes.
You know,
I'm saying yes. That's okay. Entirely possible. We've had those discussions, Nicole and I. So I believe we're ready to talk. But to finalize the budget, we'll finalize as much as possible, given reasonable assumptions about what the stations might do. Yes, but keep in mind that that will change as the stations come in with their final numbers.
That's
what are the thoughts from the other committee members on this idea? Any thoughts?
Mike,
doing national offers first.
Can I just tell you one thing?
Nicole?
Yeah, can I just speak to one thing? With regard to your performance lens, if you will, that's kind of been my approach. However, from a radio lens, which is, all right, if there is a portion of the national office that, you know, brings in revenue, is it at least meeting expenses for that arena, for that program, let's say? Is it getting carried? Is it, I mean, there's a, I think you're right in that performance is a lens. Measurement of performance is what becomes dicey in Pacifica. But I think that's the approach, and that's so far the approach that I have taken in looking at what you know, how do you make these cuts? What is essential at that point? It's exactly what we said in our letters, which is essential core. I think we have to get down to that, and at the same time, transform.
Okay, I think what I know that we had a discussion of an actual timeline, but in light of this discussion, what I'd like to do is write one out so that we can make sure we understand what we're going to be doing and when we're going to be doing it for the next committee meeting. You know, some of you are bound to have a summer vacation at some point. Which is why I'm looking for a vice chair, by the way, which I'm going to put on next agenda. But why don't I work with Nicole and Lonnie to formulate a timeline that's workable, starting with the national office and then moving downward from there, understanding that when we get the markup, you know, the numbers are obviously going to change depending on what final numbers your units come in at in lieu of these policies. Is there any objection to that general approach?
No.
No.
Okay. Let's move the agenda and try to get out of this meeting. The next item on the agenda relates to off-air fundraising strategic plans at last night's PNB meeting.
I raised the question. Sorry,
yes.
Before we proceed. So have we approved the July 15th / July 30th deadlines for draft and final?
Is there any objection to that? I didn't think I heard any. July 15th draft, final, July 30th, Lonnie, Nicole?
July 30th is the draft final for the stations?
Yes.
All units.
This is Summer. You know, I don't want to go against anything the PNB has already, you know, taken a vote on, but, I mean, I think it's really unrealistic for KPFK considering
our general manager's only
been there for a week.
Yeah, this is just a proposal, Summer. It's not a PNB mandate. This is just a question.
I don't think KPFK would be able to comply with that deadline, considering our general manager just got there and we're rolling our sleeves up right now as we speak. So,
well, Lonnie mentioned two of the stations already have them in, right? KPFA, KPFT. W's probably working on it. And then there's BAI and KPFK. So, you know, on one end, it's realistic with it. Less than a third or a third. For me, the in some ways, the sooner the better, only because towards the end of August, it gets busy again with the convention. It's always busy. So I'll toss to Lonnie on that if he thinks it's a realistic deadline, July 30th.
Lonnie?
Well, if we are assuming that these budgets will be vetted by the LSPs, is that the assumption? that they will have seen and looked at these budgets. Is that the assumption we're working from?
Who knows with regard to the LSBs, Lonnie?
That's why I brought it up, because, you know,
Ron's
always...
point is well taken.
Mm.
Brian here.
Go ahead.
It may be more realistic, considering LSB meetings, to move it a little bit. Brian?
Well, I would just point out that we've set timelines before, Lonnie, and in fact, earlier this year, you sent out a copy of the old timeline, which had July 30th as the day the NFC would complete its review of all budgets. So it shouldn't be news to the local station boards that July is kind of the window this needs to get done in. I think it would be useful for us to reiterate that deadline and get it out there, but we can't wait on them.
Hey, Brian.
I mean, we got to start looking at the numbers. We got to make sure we give them our due diligence, regardless of what the local station boards are doing.
Yeah, Brian, did KPFA look at the KPFA budget already? You know,
local station boards reviewed the first draft, and then this Saturday we'll put it to a vote.
Oh, good. So you guys,
I think T's may go to a vote next week as well.
Oh, that's good news. That leaves K and I.
Yeah, is there any prediction on when a draft budget will be ready for KPFK?
Great. I don't have one. I think I don't have one. Lonnie, you've been talking to Kay. You've been talking to Efren on the budget.
No, they've been consumed with this crisis of getting through to September. I don't believe much work has been done on the 09 budget at all. And I'm not aware that it's been scheduled for review with the LSB or the Finance Committee.
It's been scheduled for review with the Finance Committee.
Okay.
What's the date of our meeting, Summer? Oh, I'm sorry. I think Summer got off the call for a minute.
Well, let's get going on this.
In a week and a half or so.
We do not have all the...
It seems to me that, and Brian pointed out and refreshed my memory, that since Lonnie already presented a document that set July 30th as the deadline earlier this year, and I had forgotten about that, let's move forward without objection to that, and if there's a problem, then we'll just have to deal with it as it arises. But we've got to set some goals, and we've got to get moving here, because we're going to run out of time pretty fast.
We could review budgets that are available. As we wait for others, that might be a bit late.
Well, if they're overdue, the heat will be hotter for them. So.
Yeah.
But
so
in terms of
July 15th as a draft and July 30th as final from the all governing units. Okay? Any objection to that?
July 15th is a week.
Okay.
And can I ask a follow-up? Who is going to email the business managers and treasurers saying, here are the deadlines and here are the guidelines that the Finance Committee would like their budgets to adhere to?
I will do it. I will do it as long as I can have some help from Lonnie on some email addresses.
I'll send you a list of the emails for the various GMs. I don't know about the LSB.
I will get that out first thing in the morning, along with the policies adopted for budgetary policies to be adopted. I'll do that first thing in the morning.
Okay, just to be clear, that July 15th is 1 week from today.
Right.
Okay, so the KPFT and the other LSBs will have done their work.
July 15th is the draft deadline. July 30th is the deadline.
Summer.
Summer.
We have a... like an entire LSB finance meeting scheduled for the 22nd. So we'll try to have everything in place between us and the new manager by the 30th deadline, okay? But I don't think we'll be able to make a 15th, okay?
Okay. All right. Let's move the agenda. I think we've got consensus on this point. Am I correct on that?
Could I say, the BAI Finance Committee meets on the 15th, and I guess we'll be seeing something then. The BAI LSB meets on the 23rd. So the LSB is not meeting until the 23rd, so letting you know.
But we can do concurrent draft review. This committee can look at a draft while your LSB is looking at a draft. We don't actually vote till we get the final version.
Okay. I think we've got consensus on this point. I'd like to move the agenda because I don't want to be here all night. So 7:15 draft, 7:30 final. Quickly, off-air fundraising strategic plans. I did point out to the PNB last night that KPFK and WBAI are still delinquent on that, and that really needs to come into fruition for the benefit of the PNB in developing or maybe taking a shot at drafting a national fundraising plan. I already made that argument,
Jamie.
Plea to the signal areas, but to you treasurers and PNB reps from those areas, I just make that plea again, and I know you guys are working on it.
Can I make a quick report about WBAI?
Actually, let's move on, Jamie, if you don't mind. If you could just work on getting us a written plan, I think that's really your goal, and I know you're working on it really hard.
Well, we have the process off the ground.
No, Great. Underwriting, we have an underwriting subcommittee chaired by Alberto. He is working on that. I know he doesn't have anything for us yet.
I'm here.
Oh, Alberto, welcome.
Sorry.
I wasn't going to put any heat on you tonight with regard to an underwriting plan. Is that fair?
Yeah, I just, that's very fair. I just would like to get a response from Jamie. Jamie.
Hi.
I sent you an email to send me your phone number.
I did. I responded.
Okay.
I responded twice, actually.
Okay. Okay. Well.
Okay.
And I actually called one of your phone numbers.
Okay, guys. Great. Thanks on that one.
But I would like to talk to you on the phone.
Sure. Why don't we make it as soon as possible?
You guys can work out the phone conversations outside of the meeting, but y'all get hooked up together, and we will look forward to the underwriting subcommittee's report when they've had a chance to complete their task. Let's move on to the. You all may recall that we unanimously agreed to. We first called it a forensic audit, but I think we've changed the name for the sake of the request of some folks to basically an operational audit. And let me recognize Sherry to lay out that proposal.
I have had conversations, as I informed this committee, with three different nonprofit auditing firms. I've narrowed it down to one. I've outlined what we are looking for. The auditor asked for, and I'll just pull this up so I can give you a name of the firms that I have spoken to. One was Hood and Strong, and I only spoke to accounting firms that did audits for nonprofit foundations of a variety of sizes, very large to smaller nonprofits in the Bay Area, which extends to several counties. I was asked to provide a little bit more information, and all of the firms I spoke to thought that the forensic audit was not what was needed and that there are two other ones that are now under consideration. I thought I would have a price today, but I couldn't get the final information to the firm, which is the firm that I'm focusing on now is a firm called Brigante. And both all of the accountants that I spoke to thought that we needed something between agreed upon procedures audit, which identifies or they help to identify areas of weakness for us, and then look at those areas historically as an overview of the foundation. So I apologize. I thought that I would have a cost proposal for you today. I am hoping that I will have it by the very next meeting of this committee. In fact, I promise to do that. Both the estimated cost and the estimated time to complete the audit.
Why don't we carry that item on the agenda?
I have a question.
Grace, is that you?
Yes, I have a question. Well, we don't know the cost, but I'd like to know how we're going to find money for an audit if we can't find money for a bylaws-mandated in-person meeting.
I think that's a conversation we have when we have a price tag.
I kind of agree. I think we'll get to that. I don't know whether we're talking about $500 or $5,000 or $2 million. So why don't we carry this item on the agenda, and with certainly Grace's question is right there up front with that item, and as soon as we get more information.
Could I ask one quick question? Is it possible that Sherry could share
with
us?
Who was that?
This is Summer. Okay. Is it possible, you know, that the Finance Committee could get an email on exactly what is being asked of the various audit firms in terms of what this operational audit would entail? Just like an email or something in terms of whatever she's sending out to the audit firm to let them know what we're looking for. I'd like to know what we're looking for in written documentation.
Yeah, I'd like to be included in that process if possible.
Yeah,
well, you're on the committee,
Lonnie. It's not a one-person operation. I'd like to, for everyone, just so we know what we're, that we're all talking about the same thing when we're having these conversations.
Well, I think Sherry is still working on this, and I think that if we give her a little bit more time, all of this information will bleed out for you. So,
well, I mean, whatever an audit firm would have to know what we're looking for as well. So I'm assuming there's been some correspondence to that effect. If maybe we could just be, you know, CC'd on it.
Well, actually, I've only had phone meetings, and there was an in-person meeting as well. But I will prepare that information.
Thank you. Yeah, it just will help for clarity, I think, when we're discussing these things. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, we'll carry that item. The next item and final item on the public agenda is we had had an explanation at a previous meeting that the CFO had not really actually identified all of the accounts within the network. And so I put this on the agenda to get a status report on where Lonnie was on making sure he did know where all the accounts were. Lonnie?
Yeah, actually, I did a chart for the Personnel Committee, and I think that Jack sent a copy along to you, Mike.
He did, but because it came from Personnel, I didn't feel at liberty to disclose it, and
okay.
So I haven't. But if I have that authority from you, I'll send it out to the committee tomorrow.
Yeah, I think so. Let me just review the detail. But, yes, that's the chart I did for them. It does give an accounting of all the accounts we have, who signs on them, and what the where the accounts are and what the account numbers are. So it's pretty thorough. Let me just send you an email tomorrow after I've done my last review, and I'd be happy to send it out to the group. I did it
okay.
A couple of weeks ago.
That'd be great. That'd be great. I got Jack's email yesterday, but I really didn't feel at liberty I just didn't feel like I had authority to do anything with that since it came from him. But if you could do that and send it out to us, that'd be great.
Sure.
Is there a desire to go into executive session?
I just would like to address a few items in executive session.
Okay.
I would like to know when, if ever, we're going to get down to brass tacks. Like, in other words, it's fine to run numbers around in a budget, but there's also the reality of actually doing things to cut our expenses and to increase our revenue. And I was wondering if we're ever going to get any specifics about when, how, and if that's going to happen.
July 15th
and what?
Draft
and what
budget,
is going to happen?
July 30th final budget.
Well, what is it? The budget doesn't have to do with the actual expense cut, not the planned expense cut.
I disagree.
Boy,
but you're
sure. The actual
it's not a very
cut.
Good budget if it doesn't.
Yeah.
Well,
that's,
you know,
great. That's exactly what we're going to do when we review those budgets. You'll have line items in front of you. You'll be reviewing them. You'll be going, okay, is this a legitimate expense or not? That's the whole process. Draft July 15th, final July 30th.
Does that include reducing the payroll?
Well, payroll is one of the items in the budget, and I would point out that if we get to the point where we may be talking about eliminating FTEs or those kinds of things, we'll have to be in executive session.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what we're about to undertake here.
Okay.
Okay. Sherry, what subject items did you want to go into executive session? Do you want to do that tonight?
I would just like to have a brief executive session for some issues that Jamie raised. And that I raised, but I don't know if we need to do that or not, but I don't know what is happening to the plan that has been floating around for 2 years vis-a-vis the New York station. And
is that something we could put on the next agenda, or is it something you feel is essential for talking about tonight?
Well, when you say the next agenda, do you mean Sunday night's meeting?
No, not Sunday night's meeting, but the next regular meeting of the NFC. which we have to decide on.
You know, we can, because we're not going to decide anything, but I think Jamie's concern yesterday was not only well taken, but I sent him an email. I mean, I've said that before. This plan has been floating around for years, and
I guess the reason why I'm asking, Terry, is that if there is a plan that's been floating around for years,
it can float for another week.
Get a copy of it, so we know what we're talking about.
Well, I thought the board had been presented.
Well, Sherry's got the floor right now, and then Jamie.
I thought the board had been presented with the plan for New York. If we're going to talk about it again, we cannot mention the specifics, only that it's my understanding that in our January meeting, in our March meeting, this plan was discussed. And again, there's been no report back to the PNB that any of the items adopted and, assured to the board would be implemented have been implemented.
Jamie.
I'm not totally, Sherry, I believe I understand what Sherry's talking about. My understanding is that the PNB has several times over the past few years asked WBAI management or WBAI management in conjunction with the national office to submit some kind of recovery plan. But
we had one, a meeting, an in-person meeting ago, or...
Could I
ask Lonnie or Nicole what happened to that?
I don't know how finalized any of these recovery plans ever got.
Are you on Skype now?
Me, no. I'm sorry. I don't know how finalized any of these recovery plans got. I do know that in this... Well, actually, I do share. I'm actually interested in what Sherry would like to know, because I understand early this year, at the end of that last year, there was a subcommittee of the NFC, which included WBII management, which talked about a number of things, and I don't know if any proposals came out of that committee, or did it just sort of...
Could Lonnie or Nicole answer?
Sherry, I can give you from a perspective that I know of from my calendar. When I came in March, I believe it was at the end of March, I know for sure it was a while before General Counsel left for vacation. I came in, and one of the first things that was happening was a letter that was to go out to the AFTRA union at WBAI. And,
right.
Mike, I believe you remember that. That was one of our early NFC conference calls about that. And then why I remember it was before Dan left for vacation was that there was a line that said reviewed by general, as to form and content by general counsel, which was a template that we used then later on for other letters. Then I recall that we had one or two contingency planning meetings with WBAI, and then, I don't know what happened. What happened is we continue to be in this situation, and I think now I can toss to Lonnie again, because he continued on those conversations, I believe, with the WBAI Working Group Contingency Planning Group.
I think Nicole is accurate in exactly what she says. I seem to recall that there was this working task force out of the NFC from last year, there was actually a request at an NFC meeting that task force produce a report.
Yeah,
I don't know if the report ever came to fruition. What happened in the middle of, right after where Nicole dropped off, was the contingency plan moved from WBAI to the entire network, and it kind of got swallowed up or lost in that debate. Did we ever see anything in writing on this matter?
Yeah, there was a contingency plan for WBAI. I reported out part of this last night at the PNB. Here's what I know.
Make sure you remember that we're not in executive session, so... right now. So be careful about, if you're going to talk about cuts, be careful how you characterize them.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. What I did, what the chronology, as I recall, was that at the January board, there were objections about the contract and following through on a process that required consultation with the union. That process was interrupted partially by the arrival of a new GM. The GM requested time in order to review the situation budgetarily and spent time doing it, April and May. The consultations with the unions went forward, and with, I understand, some LSB people as well. The LSB was unsettled because of the election in Broglio, and who was going to be on the LSB and what committee structure would be has been a part of this whole scenario. Now, what I understand is the situation now is that there are plans to move forward, which our Paul referenced, with FTE reduction and other expense reductions starting August 1st. And I reported that out last night. And that's the latest information.
Here's my suggestion about this. I think if we go into executive session at this point, we won't have a real handle on what we're talking about. Lonnie, there was a written plan at some point, and this is before my time, and there was some task force that apparently worked a whole year on this thing.
Well,
can you get me that plan, or get me whatever it is that is supposed to be the plan, whenever and whoever it was drafted? Let's get it circulated to the NSC, and let's put that on executive session agenda for the next regular meeting.
Yeah, I just want to be sure.
Is there any objection to that idea?
I think that discussing it now in executive session would possibly give us a better grounding in our discussion tomorrow night with the entire PNB. Because I think
tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. The PNB doesn't meet till Monday, and we go back into a special meeting on Sunday night.
And are we going to go into executive session on Sunday night then?
Yeah, that'll be an executive session.
Yeah, okay, so...
I don't want to mix apples and oranges here. This is a completely different subject, but what I'm concerned about...
No, I know, but there may be...
Let me finish, please. I am concerned about going into executive session to talk about a plan that no one has in front of them. And I'd like to get a copy of whatever it was that was produced by this task force, because I know it worked, and let's have that discussion in a productive fashion in executive session at the next regular meeting.
I agree. I withdraw my request, and I do want that plan by the next meeting.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I know.
Madam Mike.
Sorry. Yeah,
Madam Mike. I kind of like that.
So aware that you're there.
Got a twisted ring to it, you know?
Well, you know, this is a minor request, so I'm not asking that we take it up. But I get a lot of agenda items sometimes, and I don't know, there's no name for agenda items and who they came from or why or rationale or even who's going to speak to them. It would be nice if we had people put their name to any agenda items that they want discussed.
Make sure that happens, Lonnie, and I'll also update the working items list, which is something I haven't updated in a couple of weeks, which I think is a valuable working document for all of us.
Because right now, I've got a workload, and Nicole and I have a workload that's getting pretty big. We've got to have a budget for 09 in a week, in 2 weeks, a final budget. We've got a contingency plan for cash flow. We've got crises coming out of our ears here. So I'm asking that the NFC be aware of the workload that is now upon our shoulders. And I'm sure you folks have the same. You are working these hours. And I know that's hard on you, too. But let's let you know that if you can allow me or Nicole at some point to say, I can do five of these, but six is going to be difficult. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Can I be recognized, please? This is Grace.
Can I just add to what Lonnie said? I'm also looking at, you know, we have an HD conversion deadline for three stations. We have to respond to CPB. We're juggling that. We got conventions. We got a live one this weekend. You know, get over that hump. I got to get out from under the green rock. And, you know, there is a lot going on, and we do want to serve, and we know it's all bad. But, I just want to add on to
Okay, I'd like to ask a question. Mike charged Jamie and I with doing a line item item-by-item way to generate the money for an in-person meeting. Now, at first I didn't want to do it, then I did do it, and that was a direct request from you, Mike. And was that just something that you were trying to give us busy work, or is there some a time when that will come up on any agenda?
Point of order.
Yes.
It's not an agenda item at this point, as I'm looking through the agenda.
Okay, I'm just asking. I understand. I'm asking Mike. Were you?
Well, I was kind of waiting on a report. I was waiting on a report from you and Jamie. But honestly, after last night's meeting, Grace, do you think it's relevant?
I sent your report over a week ago.
After last night's meeting, do you think the question's relevant?
Yeah, I'd like to speak.
Yeah, I think it's relevant because even if, let's say, there's no July meeting, there's no evidence. In fact, Lonnie, there may not be any money for a September meeting either. So
well,
I think that's absolutely relevant.
That's a good point, and I'll let you and Jamie start working on that for the September meeting. But we don't need to talk about it tonight.
We're
running out of time. People need to go to bed.
I'd like to respond to that comment. Is it relevant?
Sure, Ding.
Of course it's relevant, Mike. I can't believe, I respect you, but I can't believe you would ask that question, knowing how, as you do, the depth of how much money we need to, how far we're behind. Any ideas for savings, I think, are very relevant, whether that money goes to a board meeting.
Oh, no, I completely agree with you, Jamie. I wasn't suggesting anything, but do you think, are we having a July meeting? We're not, so.
You guys are continuing a conversation from a meeting half of us didn't participate in.
Yeah.
I'm totally in the dark about what you're talking about, and I'm working a 5 a.m. shift tomorrow, and this isn't on our agenda.
Point of order sustained.
Move to adjourn in that case.
Good motion. Any objection?
No.
See you guys on Sunday.
Okay. Mr. Chairman?
Thank you all very much.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Thank
Albert,
you, Mike.
Albert,
okay. Thank you all.
Thank you, everybody.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, Albert.
Sunday, we meet again?
Yeah. I'll put it out in the morning, but we decided early on in the call that we need
Sunday,
to have an emergency meeting Sunday.
Sunday at what time, sir?
8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock our time.
Okay.